Hey, Alex, Colt's taken, you know, a lot of heat from different places for his performance. Can you just talk about just how well do you think he's been playing in general?
You know, I think Colt has competed, like none other that I've seen on the team. He's put his heart and soul into it, and, you know, he's made a couple of mistakes here and there, but so has everybody else on this team, especially the offense. You know, trying to install a whole new offense, and, you know, this is, you know, some of the growing pains that come along with doing something, especially when you don't have an off season.
Hey, how was it, the adjustment playing without Ben the whole second half yesterday? And, you know, how confident, if you guys have to do that again for a week, that, you know, you and Alex and Jordan can handle that?
You know, I think it went well. I was pleasantly surprised, actually. It's something that, you know, we do sparingly in practice. You know, we give Ben a blow from here and there. And so, you know, we're tossed into those situations in practice. But not having the whole game plan and trying to figure that thing out, we kind of had to do that on the fly. But, you know, I'm very confident with, you know, the talent we have. We have, you know, guys that we've been dying to get on the field, but just haven't, you know, had the opportunity to, you know, get a chance now. So we're definitely excited to see how that goes.
Speaking of that, can you just talk about your season, Alex, compared to last year here?
Yeah, I mean, it's night and day. It was a very difficult situation for me to go through that last year. That was the first year I was ever inactive and not playing. And, you know, it's definitely a trying time, but I just try to, you know, keep working hard and, you know, just hope that, you know, I would one day have another chance. And, you know, fortunately, I've been able to, you know, get on the field and do some things this year.
Hey, Alex, it was pretty obvious why you guys had to pass so much the last couple of weeks, and then yesterday it turned into more of a ground attack. Do you think we're going to see more of an emphasis on the running game going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely want to be a balanced offense, and unfortunately, those last couple of weeks we got down early, which made us had to abandon the running game. But, you know, I know, you know, we don't want to throw the ball 65 times, and if we could, you know, definitely get in at 25, 30 carries a game range, we'll be doing well.
Hey, when the offense comes out of a game, Alex, and you only put 6 points on the board, do you feel like you didn't do your part?
That's a tough question to answer. We know we definitely left a lot of points on the board out there on the field. You know, 2 block kicks was, you know, pretty hurtful, and, you know, we had the red zone interception. So, you know, we saw opportunities where we could have put more points on the board, and we're definitely not proud of, you know, not putting more on, but at the end of the day, it's a win. You know, that's the message Coach Shermer had for us after the game. He's like, I don't care if it's 1 point, it's a win. And, you know, it was just refreshing to get that, and we know we still have plenty of work to get done, and, you know, that's why guys were, even though he gave us a day off, guys were still in there watching film, working out, because we know we still, you know, have a long way to go, but we definitely see the potential.
Hey, what did you think about Red Bryant's comments about you cheap-shotting him all game?
Yeah, I was pretty confused about that. You know, I think someone else said he was quoted as calling me a dirty player. You know, I've never been called a dirty player in my 7 years of playing football, and I don't know what he thought I did that was dirty, but, you know, I always played right in between the whistles, and that was that. You know, there was a lot of John going back and forth, but at the end of the day, my work was done on the whistle blew.
Alex, were you surprised that at the time of the game that he reacted the way that he did with that headbutt at that time?
I was, because, you know, it was just something that was going on all day long. And, you know, that's what happens when you're battling on the field. People are going to be jawing and, you know, getting in your face. And, you know, for whatever reason, he just, you know, lost his cool. And, you know, the tape shows I didn't do anything. I was walking back. So, you know, I think it's just one of those things where, you know, you have to know the time of the game. You have to, you know, have your composure. And, you know, unfortunately, he didn't.
All right, Alex, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
All right, no problem.
Have a good day.